Libertarian candidate Robert Sarvis is 36, a Harvard-trained lawyer who has never held public office. We caught up with him in Manassas. He says the negativity in the major party campaigns could make voters look at him.
I think this year is different for two reasons. I think the two major party candidates exemplify all that's wrong with their respective parties, and voters can only be pushed so far before they reject the two-party system. So I think this year is different.
Tell me what libertarianism is. People are confused by that.
Libertarianism is not anything more than the presumption that you should be able to live your lives as you see fit and pursue happiness as you define it, without much interference with the government, unless you're harming other people.
Sarvis wants to decentralize transportation and education in the state, and he favors state recognition of same-sex marriage.
On abortion, I'm fairly moderate. I tend to dislike the extremism and absolutism on both sides. I think it's ruining our political discourse, and I would like to see us tackle the issues that we can actually agree on.
Much of the campaign involving your two opponents has surrounded ethics. What are your feelings on ethics reform and that whole issue?
I would make two points. One really important point is that the discretion that the governor has over development funds and shilling for businesses creates the incentives where there's going to be attempts to influence him. I think we should return to the rule of law and try and get corporate interests as much out of the actual, you know, not stop giving them tax exemptions, regulatory exemptions, etc. And as for gift bans, I'm totally fine with that. And, you know, I think that, but there's all, as long as we have as much discretion and big government doling out favors, we're going to have people trying to get around whatever ethics laws we have. So it's institutional reform in both ways.
What's the biggest issue for you?
I think there are a lot. I think jobs and the economy are so important. There are a lot of ways in which we keep markets from being open and competitive so that entrepreneurs and small and large businesses can't compete against those who have political connections. So I think an open and competitive market would be the most able to create jobs and move jobs out of, if federal spending is going to dry up, we need to have a flexible economy. So I think that's the most important issue.
Sarvis faces an uphill battle. The last independent to win the governor's mansion was the late Harry Byrd in 1976, and only one independent in a statewide race has polled more than 11% since then. Hank Silverberg, WTOP News.